Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's podcast. I am Michael Finney, and today we're going to talk a lot about debt, so let's jump right into it. Credit card debt is extremely high. It is estimated that Americans are now struggling under $900 billion worth of credit card debt. That's more than the entire federal bailout, $200 billion more. So there is now a plan to allow consumers to write off their debt, or allow banks to write off the debt for consumers. Here's how it would work. Let's say you owed a credit card company $2,000. They would let you write off $1,000, i.e. you would only have to pay them $1,000 back. They would also be allowed to set up a time payment plan. Right now, by accounting rules, that's not allowed. So they could forgive $1,000 and you could pay the other $1,000 off over 5 years. Then at the end of the 5 years, you would be taxed on that $1,000 you did not pay. Many consumers don't know this, but if a bad debt is written off, it's like they gave you free money and you're taxed on that. So you'd have $1,000, and if you're in a 28% tax bracket, you would then have to pay $280 in taxes. Well, rather than nail you right away, they would say at the end of the time payment, you could start paying the tax back then and not before. So what's in it for the credit card issuers? A lot. Here's what's into it. They would be allowed to change the way they do their accounting so that they would not have to write off that bad debt now, as they would under current law, but rather once the consumer paid the tax, and they wouldn't have to write it off until then. This is a win-win for consumers and banks. We're seeing business and consumer leaders both agreeing on this. I think lawmakers are going to get behind it. You'll be hearing more about this as the weeks pass. Dropping limits. That's what banks are doing right now when it comes to credit cards. Out of the mail, folks that have a perfect payment history, that have a good credit score, are receiving letters that say your $5,000 credit card limit is now $2,000. And other consumers are receiving letters that say your 10% rate is now 17%. Other consumers are receiving letters that say the reward program that gives you 5 bonus points for every dollar you spent is now only worth 2 bonus points. And then all of us are receiving fewer promotions in the mail, 0% interest for 18 months, dropped to 12 months, and then not at all. All of this is happening because credit card issuers are finding themselves in deep, deep trouble, and so they're cutting back on consumers. And so just like with the second mortgages and second lines of credit on our homes, banks are pulling these back, and consumers are going to be caught off guard. So, if you need that credit to buy something, you might want to buy it now, or at least go get the money out so that you have it available. And if you don't have to buy it, don't. That's the best advice. Don't buy it. Consumers are getting the kind of trouble they're in. Savings rates were below 1%, which, by the way, is horrible, and now they're nearly 3%. Not fabulous, but it shows that Americans are saving about 3 times as much as they were just several months back. So that's very good. Now, the reason Americans are doing this is they're looking at their 401ks and they're looking at the worth of their home. And what they're finding is they're 30 to 40% off from what they were 6 months, maybe a year ago. Most of ours wealth, most Americans who are middle income have wealth in their 401k and their home, and now those are worth a third or more less than they were a year ago. If you did not think your family's financial situation is in crisis mode, you're probably wrong, and it is time for you to start saving. It is time for you to cut back. It is time for you to start paying in cash. And if you want to go on a nice vacation this summer, and I certainly hope you can, I want you to start saving for it now. And when you get ready to go out to eat at night, say, do I want to go out to eat tonight, or do I want to go out to eat on vacation in June? These are all tough choices, and we're all going to be making them more and more as the months go by. Airfares. Wow. Airfares have gone up so much. If you look around, not all of them, and you certainly have to look for them, but a great many domestic fares in coach are $1,000 or more. We went surfing online, and we found flights from the Bay Area to the middle of the country at $1,000, $1,600. We found one down the coast to Santa Barbara, $2,400, and these are all coach seats. So when you go looking to fly somewhere, especially this summer, it's going to cost you some money. So you need to be saving for it. You need to be thinking about it. Now, there is one bright spot. Actually, there's a couple. So let's talk about one of them. The rates got so expensive for travel the upcoming holidays, and by that I mean December and late November Thanksgiving, that they got the prices so high, consumers weren't taking them up on it. So there are sales that are beginning to roll out. So if the prices were too high when you checked a month ago, you might want to check back. You might be able to find a deal. Here's the other silver lining, that so few people are flying. There are fewer flights, and the flights are more expensive, so there are fewer travelers. Hotels are just sitting there. And so if they can rent you a room, it's better than it be empty. And if it's normally a $250 a night room and they can get $75 out of you, well, they may be losing money, but they're losing less. So if you shop, and I mean really shop hard, and that includes some telephone calls to the local properties, you may end up with some great deals. And talk about great deals, you need to check out our Finney's Friday free stuff. We have some liquid instant coffee that you pour into hot water. This stuff is really cool. You need to check it out. You can find that on our website. Also, my reports can be seen every weekday here on ABC 7 News at 5 and 6 o'clock and on View from the Bay every Monday and Friday. Thanks a lot for downloading and listening to this podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Bye-bye.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.